Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It is a Tuesday morning, week 13, day 2 of the pandemic. I'm keeping track, Rhea. Over here keeps looking at me like, let it go. Ladies and gentlemen, after serious consideration, we today, Al, are going to attempt something that we have not tried in quite some time.
We're going to talk
sports.
No.
On a sports radio station.
Cool.
Now, understand this, if ever, we'll tell you, you want a democracy, that's this show. Whatever you want to discuss, we're here for you.
Okay.
And we will get into the... I guess you would call it, based on what's happened the last few days, the minor drama yesterday, right, Al? There was drama in the city, but not as much as we had seen the previous days. And there is major drama in America's pastime, which no longer is America's pastime.
Yeah.
It is about to become America's past its time. Al. Baseball right now, and we've got Joe Giglio coming up at 7. He covers baseball for us. He's
yes.
a baseball guy. 8 o'clock, Al, we'll go down to Atlanta where they've had a lot of problems too.
Yeah, yeah.
John Kincaid is down there.
Okay.
And the Atlanta Falcons owner has taken a much more public and active role than Jeff Lurie has here. And I want to get his thoughts on that. Arthur Blank has been all over the place, Al.
Home Depot.
He has a whole different approach. You know, much more... out there approach than Jeff Lurie does. More subdued, different back, you know.
Okay.
But we'll talk about that and the rollout of baseball, if indeed there will be any. And then at 9 o'clock, wow, I feel like he's my son. He's been our baseball guy for so long, and my son wrote a book. It's called Doc.
Okay.
Todd Zielecki will be on at 9 o'clock. Do you know, Al, I read the whole book this
really?
Weekend. It's a fast read. It's
I
a great read.
I have the book, too.
Oh, he has
How
it.
Far are you into it?
How far? I'm about 6 inches away. It's on the table.
You're unbelievable.
By the time you finish today,
and
he's going to want to rush
And I said
home.
To Key Jones, as you know, if you keep a track at home, he has read one book. It's not the one he wrote.
Yeah.
I said, Jonesy, if you ever read a second book, read Todd's book, Doc. And what'd you say, Jonesy?
Not going to happen.
No, he won't. He likes just having the one book.
Nothing against the book.
The book is good.
Like if Jonesy ever does these virtual hits from his home,
yeah.
on the bookcase will be the one book he read. Not the one
he
wrote.
It's actually not a book I read. It's my buddy Eddie Olchuk's book that came out this year.
Oh, that's right. But you didn't read that one.
I have not. But I wanted him to feel okay about it because I didn't want to offend him that he gave me his book and I didn't read it. But
so does he think you read it?
He hasn't asked me, and I haven't had a conversation about it, but I do feel bad that I haven't
don't
read
ask,
it.
Don't ask, don't tell.
You yeah. should read the Todd Zielecki book, because it taught
me He was
me
on the
something.
TV.
No, he's great.
He was
he's
on
everywhere
the documentary.
Right now.
He was on the documentary,
No, I know
yeah.
he was, but he was a lot, you know, it was a book. It did a lot more than a documentary.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, Todd will be on at 9 o'clock to talk about that, and to talk about the darkest day in Philly's history.
Okay.
Because now I know exactly what it was, and it was confirmed in the book. It was the worst day in the history of a franchise that has existed for over 125 years.
Ah.
You'll have that a little later in the show. But right now, I am attempting foolishly to apply logic to what is happening in baseball.
Good luck.
Now, here's the great thing about baseball. This is the tease of all teases. Would you like to see regular season major sport pro event this month?
Yes.
Yes.
According to one of the proposals, baseball would resume regular season June 30th.
Yes.
And it should.
Today's June 2nd.
Yes. Yeah. Quick turnaround.
4 weeks from today, Rhea. First pitch, a new season.
Yes. You think?
How great would that be?
It would be awesome.
Not going to happen.
I didn't think so.
I don't think it's going to happen. And the reason it's not going to happen is because of the boneheads representing both sides in a very serious labor dispute.
Mm-hmm.
And now, it's serious now.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're, first of all, they have completely removed the context in which they work. They have removed the fact that there's a pandemic. They have removed the fact that there is social chaos all over the world. No, everywhere in this country right now, there's chaos.
Yeah.
All over the place. And they're squabbling over money. Hmm. They're insanely squabbling.
Yeah.
So the owners come out with a proposal. They go, listen, we want to play half a season, 82 games. And we want you to take half the money you normally get. Plus, you're going to have to give us some more back because we're not playing with fans.
Mm-hmm.
And then the players went, well, that's stupid. No, we're not doing any of that. We hate that. We want to play 114 games.
Mm-hmm.
We want to go deeper. We want to play regular season all the way to Halloween. And we want all that money, and we don't want to give you back anything other than the money for the games we're not playing in a regular season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yesterday, the owners, because, man, they're trying so hard to come to an agreement. They went, all right, you don't want to give any money back for the fact that there's going to be no fans, even though that's 40% of the revenue that is generated for baseball. Okay, we'll give you that. But now we're only going to play 50 to 60 games. And the whole season would be 50 to 60 games out, less than 2 months.
Yeah.
So they would start, basically with the days off, they would start around, what, the first? I guess they would start later now, right?
A little bit later, July.
July, and then it would finish in September, and then they would move right to the playoffs.
A different playoff structure, I guess.
Fit me a 50-game baseball schedule?
Why don't they just go to what the NFL does?
16 and go right to the playoffs.
Right to the playoffs.
I mean, really? 50 games, I don't even think you could play all the teams in your own league.
Better than nothing.
You like it.
I just want them to play. If they say 60 games.
That's not enough for me.
How many would they be playing if they started the season now?
First of June or end of June?
End of June.
End of June is 3 months, half the season, 80 games, 85
games. That's what they're
going
to settle on. What they're going to settle on.
Well, right now we're at 114 and 50.
Yeah, so they're going to settle around 75 to 80.
Yeah, right. Well, that's common sense, Rhea. I wouldn't count on it.
No, Rhea, that's the – I'll just say it.
My bad, Al.
Al said it. That's in a common sense world, which you would think would be more so now than ever, given what's going on.
I don't sense there's common sense anywhere.
They're fighting for every dollar in the middle of this mess. They're worried, and it's not like one of them is having a hard time feeding their family.
What's a normal season? 162?
Mm-hmm. 162.
So they'll play 81.
Yeah.
Well,
it'll land right on 81.
I'm telling you, that's what I think.
It will. Yeah. It'll land right on it.
That'll be ironic because neither side said they'd play at 81.
Yeah, exactly.
No, they don't want to do it. At one point, the owners were ready to do 82, but they didn't want to do 81 because that's probably what the players would have wanted.
Exactly.
No longer does it matter what's the right thing to do. It matters that they can win the negotiation.
Bad luck.
But anyway, Jeff Passan of ESPN was dealing with this, Al. And he talked about this new plan for a really short season.
The league doesn't want to do 62, 114 games. It's talking even fewer than that. And the big question at this point is going to be whether the players are willing to do something that short. Because remember, if you're playing 50 games instead of the 82 that was proposed initially, if you're playing 50 out of 160, you're looking at all, less than a third of their salary there. Is that something that the players are going to be willing to do?
See, that's the point. Let me try to illustrate to you. It's real simple. Bryce Harper, right? This year, he's scheduled to make $26 million, all right?
Yeah.
Now, that's probably not going to happen because they're not going to play 162 games, right? So they're going to prorate it. In this plan, he would go from $26 million to $8 million. And I don't think he would enjoy that, and I know his agent wouldn't. His agent is a jackass, Scott Boras.
Yes.
Right? So there's no way Scott Boras is going to accept taking that much less of a fee that Scott Boras gets out of that money. Yeah, remember, Scott Boras is the big figure behind this. He's the guy pushing the players to tell the owners to go to hell.
So if there's no season, you get no money.
Well, that's
yes.
the point. No, it's worse than that. And, Joker, you get the cut from yesterday where Buster Aldi was talking about how there are owners out who don't want to play.
Yeah.
All right, this is the worst thing. Jonesy, you own a sports franchise, right?
Yep.
America desperately needs you to entertain them during the worst medical crisis of our lives.
Yes.
And your position is, I would rather we not play at all. I don't see it as a financial boon for us.
It's
Does
crazy.
That make
no,
sense?
No, it's absolutely crazy. And the fact that some of these owners own teams but don't want to play is remarkable.
These old, I'm telling you, if you own a franchise out and don't want to play for 18 months, you would be shutting baseball down for 18 months.
Yeah.
Did anyone calculate what that would do to the sport?
No.
Right? They shut down in, 94? They shut down in the summer, midway through the season, maybe, 50, 60 games
Some
to go.
Some people haven't returned.
And blew out the World Series. They lost fans for life.
They did.
That was 25
they
years
absolutely
ago.
Absolutely did. And this time they would lose even more.
No, this is way worse.
It is.
This is turning your back on your country at its time of need. And you got small-time franchise owners saying, we don't want to play at all. Joe, do we have that? All right, this is Buster Olney over the weekend on ESPN. Listen to that.
To me, yesterday was one of the darkest days in labor relations in baseball since Bud Selig announced the cancellation of the 1994 World Series. Because there was an expectation among moderates on the player side that, you know what, when that owner proposal comes forward, that'll give us something to work with and we can really dive into the negotiations and try to work this out. And I think the low pay scale surprised a lot of the moderates on the union side yesterday, which is why last night there was a lot of conversation about, boy, where do we go from here?
And some of the small, I'm going to take the smaller franchise
think,
owners.
That's what I would think.
They told Buster Olney, who's been covering baseball for 40 years, they said to him, we don't even need to play.
I don't know if it's just the small ones.
Well, whoever it is.
Let's look at some of the teams. Let's take Al's Boston Red Sox, for example. Are they going to win this year?
No.
Okay, how much is their payroll?
A lot.
Yeah.
So it would be advantageous for them not to play at all.
There would be teams like that.
All right, but wait a minute. I agree. Let's take the Red Sox because the Red Sox have had a lot of success the last 15, 20 years. Rhea, that's fine. So they saved that hassle this year.
Yeah.
How much of their sport is left when they come back next
year? That's what they're leveraging.
And here's the other kicker of it. The following year, they need a new contract. The contract runs out after next year.
Yeah.
Now, if they can't find a way to settle this situation in a pandemic, this is half of one season to figure out. How are they going to figure out a 6 or 7 year deal? They're not going to do it.
The one thing they should consider is they will absolutely be forgotten in this. Because
Jonesy, that's
things.
What I think.
Normally, they have the summer to themselves.
Yep.
So people do miss it because they enjoy watching it. This summer is going to be playoff hockey. This summer is going to be playoff basketball. And then football is going to start. And baseball will be completely forgotten.
All right. It's going to
next
be.
Next summer,
let
too.
Me say this, Josie. Best case scenario.
You're right.
Best case scenario. They come back the end of June, which beats the other teams by a few weeks, which is the best thing that can happen for them. Right? Best case scenario, they're marginalized by the time they get to the end anyway because they're going to be deeper into the fall where they're dealing with football and bigger games, and the other two sports are still going to be up and running playing the playoffs.
They have 1 month open there that they could get a start to their season, get people involved,
get
people to get some traction. Traction's a great word for it. That's what they need.
I think it's safe to say, if you know anything about Keith Jones, he's not the brightest bulb in the circuit. He's okay, Al, but he absorbed some hits in his hockey career. If he can figure this out, How can they not know that? Right, Jonesy?
And how can they not want to start? That is absolutely mind-boggling.
That's
to me.
The best thing. You were a hockey player.
Yes.
Did you love to play?
Love the game. I still do.
All right. So if you had a beautiful day like yesterday, right?
Yes.
And you're out there now, you got a pandemic, can't do it. But there's a part of you that goes, I want to be out there. I want to play the game I love to play.
Yeah.
They're going to just say, no, I need more money?
You can't ever give the look that money is all that you care about. This is an entirely different circumstance now. And if you love to play, play. That's what you do.
All right. Here's where we're going to start today. 50-game plan. Do you like that for baseball?
No.
It's not enough, Al.
No.
It's not enough.
I don't like it at all.
I don't like that. Secondly, what if? This is the real question. What if they do what they may actually try to do and not play this year? What happens to you as a fan? Because, Al, I'm already not the fan I was. You want to see me bail? Al, I'm a fair-weather guy to begin with.
I'll tell you what will happen to me.
Yeah.
I'll be a fan only if my team that I follow is
right.
good. Otherwise, I will
and
not
only,
pay attention.
And I'll tell you something else. Yeah, you'll be a fan of your team toward the end of the year when they got a chance.
Yeah, that's it.
April, forget it. I don't care about April now. What happens? I don't even know if my team's any good. Get back to me in July or August. If I have a good team, maybe I'll pay attention. Yeah. That's a true fair weather fan. That's where I would be.
You'll become one, yeah.
Good.
And
so
they're wanting, they
boys,
want you to.
Middleton, if you're out there listening, the Players Association, all the players, anyone listening right now, go ahead, do that. Watch what happens. You want to see your sport circle the drain? Try this. Just try it. 215-592-9494.
Got it right.
I'm starting to learn the number.
What the hell?
And here's the contest for that. I got some great prizes today. Al, the Philadelphia Phillies caught salaries yesterday
for
all the people over 90,000.
Right.
And I thought, well, why stop with the Phillies?
Oh.
Who, in any facet of the world, deserves a pay cut?
Mm-hmm.
Cut somebody's pay.
Okay.
Rhea, put her hand up, but Rhea, you do not deserve a pay cut.
Doing a
you
great
deserve
job,
a
Rhea.
Pay raise.
Okay.
All right? But you must have some, right? Rhea has somebody who deserves a pay cut?
No, I was thinking of myself.
Well, you were wrong. You were wrong. Who would you like to cut the salary of? Because, Al, a couple of people associated with the Phillies that we talk about a lot, pay cut.
There's some athletes out there, isn't there?
Seems like a good idea in that case. 215-592-9494. Jump on now. Baseball is turning his back on you. What's your reaction? WIP Sports Time 668.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.